Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get started today, it's time for the 2011 RV Awards.
Oh,
the
nice.
RVs.
Exciting. That's right. Everybody gets an award on the 2011 Yay. RV Awards. It should be special. And without further ado, let's get right to them. Uh-huh. Everybody's got a special award. I wrote these out for everybody.
Oh, that's so nice.
Will there be acceptance speeches?
Yeah, you can give an acceptance
speech. Oh, good.
Oh, I think that's nice.
I like
the Hangover Award goes to Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although we all imbibed too much on the trip, Rob Spiewak seemed to experience more physical devastation than anyone else, including chalky mouth,
yes,
incessant rambling, and still being drunk the morning after.
I'll be down in 2 minutes.
Congratulations, Rob.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'll be down in 2 minutes.
And I'd like to say that in nearly 20 years as a broadcaster, I have never overslept to be somewhere.
Yes.
I've been late, but I have never still been in bed
Congratulations.
With my alarm
good job,
going
Rob.
Off
Very
when
good.
Buzz says, good morning.
Now, this year, stealing the Aloof Award from Oscar Santana
really?
Is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Oh, I
really?
See how.
The Aloof Award goes to Buzz Burbank for pooping our parties.
Yes.
Checking his watch.
That's right.
And in general, wanting to leave anywhere after 10 minutes. His biggest crime came the last night out.
Ah, yes.
Missing out on the greatest karaoke night ever.
Yep.
The Aloof Award this year goes to Buzz Burbank.
It's known in the circles, Mike, as the Cleveland Diss.
The Cleveland Diss. Buzz, congratulations.
I would thank you. I'd just like to say and thank all of you for your support and appreciation of keeping us on schedule and getting us to great destinations.
Thank you.
But I also want to say that I do regret missing the karaoke night, but damn it, I was tired. I was just plain sleepy.
And now, next award, the extension of his computer award goes to Mr. Mark Ronick.
Uh-huh.
We all love our electronics, but Mark's obsession with his technology borders on the absurd.
Hmm.
There was not a time on our bus that Mark did not have his nose buried in some sort of computer,
sort of a loop,
smartphone, or iPad, although he would take breaks to fart.
Yes.
Oh!
Congratulations, Mark.
Thanks. I'd like to thank my parents, thank my wife and kid, and of course, I'd like to thank Jesus Christ.
Of course, as always.
You know, I don't think there is a picture of Mark from the trip without him texting.
I know.
My father brought that up to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
The I Am Still a Selfish Bastard Award goes to Mr. Oscar Santana.
Yeah. Congratulations, Oscar.
Oscar's biggest crime and the one that just cemented it for the trip, lying to the entire crew on Friday night.
Yes.
Just so he could run off to the bar of his choice.
That's right.
By himself to drink what he wanted all alone, believing
Without
that
us.
His reality star good lucks would be diminished by hanging out with his coworker.
That's right.
You know, congratulations, Oscar.
Thank you, guys. I'd like to thank Jack. And Coke.
And Coke.
Yeah.
My two good friends.
Very good.
Who really I shouldn't be hanging out with anymore.
Oh,
congratulations.
Well, you know, it's not bad if you hang on them one-on-one, but when you hang with seven of them.
Yeah.
The Still a Tampon Award goes to Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
Mike cemented his not bitching, not breathing traveling personality by regularly chastising RJ, firing both Mark and Oscar on the same night, generally bitching about everything. And even berating one of our hosts, Tommy Lang, for not being specific enough about when the Golden Brat Boy was going to conduct the Hawkeye Marching Band. What a dick. All right, and I accept the award because I gave it to myself.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And finally, the Late to the Party Award goes to Mr. French, Inchworm the Hedge, RJ Diaz. RJ solidified his reputation for a total and complete lack of punctuality. RJ likes the attention of being the last in, The last out, last on, last off, without constant badgering by the winner of the Still a Tampon Award, RJ would have ruined the trip of a lifetime with his total disregard for anyone else's schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Congratulations, RJ.
Congratulations,
everybody RJ. Gets an RV.
Anything Thank you'd you. Like to say?
No.
Okay, as for me.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Paul, do you know about the early days of the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working, but they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Danny, whatever you're thinking about doing, please don't do it. Danny, for God's God's sake.
It's for the best.
Danny, please!
Almost done. Just one more. God, I love you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Does she walk?
It is Tuesday, October 18, 2011, and we are over 9.5 million downloads and still growing every day. Our show is brought to you by our good friends at Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. They were so nice and generous to make that show possible
Thank
for
you.
Us and the entire road trip possible. We are so grateful. Encore can help you save amazingly on all of your life insurance needs. For a free quote, visit Smart Term, two words, SMARTTERM.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. On today's program,
yes,
a karaoke night unlike any other.
I'm sure.
It was wonderful.
It was amazing. Life in an RV, our final reviews. Uh-huh. A salute to Iowa. We rate the states.
Oh, I know which one you hate the most.
I know you do.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Dan Weldon and Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Very big tragedy over the weekend, but I got some thoughts about it.
Okay.
All right. Also, the next big event, our 10 million party.
Yeah. We'll
talk about that a little bit. And welcome to my nightmare, which I'll start with today.
Really?
It's funny. What's weird about you guys is sometimes it's like you know what I'm going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you do it subconsciously because you said to me...
it's odd because we really don't listen to you.
They don't listen to me at all.
Ever.
Oh, and also thanks to Trip. Trip sent us these.
Yeah.
Nice.
And meats and cheeses.
A delightful array of meats and cheeses.
Buzzers.
And bells. And boings.
They're like indicator switches. For when we play games.
That'll come
she
in handy
ring in, yeah.
For game shows.
Maybe Internet Tommy could use those.
Maybe he uses those for his show. Yeah. I think that's a neat idea.
That too.
So, and Trip even put the batteries in them for us.
Thank you, Trip.
Nice.
So thank you very much, Trip. We really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So two of you asked me when I came downstairs today, how did you sleep?
Yeah, not me, though.
And the weird thing is that, yeah, well, you're aloof.
That's right.
But
Buzz was too tired to ask how you slept.
Would aloof be the right word?
I think separate.
Separate.
Because I don't think he puts himself at a social level above us, and I think that's what's indicated by being aloof.
But
no,
you know,
you're right.
He doesn't
do that.
I think we were all separate or aloof at some point. I mean, Mark had his electronics. I was, you know, up in the front, sequestered. Oscar was either in a computer or asleep. You were back on the bed. We all had, you know, private moments, quiet.
Didn't mention
time.
Me. I was open and
oh,
there
he
for
was always,
everybody.
Always social.
Always.
Buzz, if that makes you feel better, that's great.
It does.
All right. So anyway,
thanks for throwing me under the bus again. Yeah. Appreciate that.
No, we all had our moments.
Yeah.
I'm not aware that I had any. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and last night, remember when we tried to watch American horror story.
Yes,
in
I
the
do.
Rain while
intoxicated.
Moving.
And yeah. we watched it intoxicated on the bus, and it were we intoxicated?
Yes,
during that,
that yeah. was after the Hofbrauhaus.
Oh,
okay. I don't recall drinking on the trip.
No, no.
Of course you wouldn't.
So I watched it last night, and it is
yeah, me too.
So scary.
It's great, isn't it?
And it's so scary that for the first time that I can ever remember, at least being married to Carla, she told me that I woke up in the middle of the night and I was screaming.
Oh dear.
What?
Oh.
And all I remember from this Whoa. Nightmare was
am I the only one who's turned on right now?
No.
It moved.
All I remember from this nightmare was I think I'm like picked up by a hook or I'm picked up by a rope. And it was really like one of those traps that springs where you just get hurled up into
yeah.
the air.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that maybe it had something to do with little sleep apnea as well, because I know that I was struggling for air. And then
struggling.
I was just like, no. And I all I know is I was going, I woke up and I was screaming.
That's got to be the show.
It was.
From, the, you know, American Horror Story.
I thought you were going to say our show.
Yeah. No. American Horror Story.
It was really just a little bit more game, Rob. Just
did you feel emasculated?
I felt like a little kid in,
yeah,
in
like
that way.
Like
maybe
a,
not emasculated,
like a
but
chick.
I felt light.
Yeah,
I felt
yeah,
like
yeah.
I didn't
nobody
like
wants
it.
To hear their girl or their wife say, "Hey, you really bitched out in the middle of sleeping yeah. last night."
Where it's just like, "No, help." That's the way I was in the middle of the night.
I don't think I've ever had a wake screaming type nightmare. I've had nightmares, of course, yeah. but
right.
I don't think I've ever woken up screaming.
I stopped immediately. But
right.
I mean, then I sat on the end. She said, "Are you okay?" And I know I was not okay. As a matter of fact, I tried to go back to sleep
mm-hmm.
and started going down that hallway again, that nightmare hallway.
Was,
and I ended
was
up getting
Jeff
up for
Shamrock
about,
in the hallway?
I think I got up at maybe midnight, and I was up till about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
that's
bad.
Bad.
Oh.
And then I went back to sleep, and uh-huh. I got some good night's sleep, and slept in this morning.
Sure.
Because we did the show. We're taping the show later today. Right. But it was a very, very surreal experience.
I bet.
And,
sleep paralysis,
hey, welcome
maybe?
Home. Sleep paralysis?
Yes.
What's that?
Where you get a blanket, like somehow you shimmy a blanket over your mouth, and you can't breathe. And you feel like you're about to suffocate, so you're actually
but I haven't
yelling
you're
and you can't
to what?
Move. Suffocate.
Suffocate?
Oh, whatever.
Suffocate? Suffocate. Suffocate.
But I have a specific memory of a...
The danger?
Of something, of no, of something horrible,
but,
like being hung or something.
Was
like
there,
that,
you
know? You
bet you are.
We might add. But in last night's, the American Horror Story that you and I watched last night from this past week, a woman got cut in half by an elevator. There were stabbings, there were slashings, there was spattering blood everywhere.
That is one seriously scary show.
Not to be influenced by
and
that.
And I'll tell you, they do Don't Go Into the Basement better than anybody does.
It's a great show.
Just amazing. And that little retarded girl mm-hmm. who goes down into the basement and seems to get along with whatever right. demons down there.
Down syndrome, and she seems to be able to communicate with whatever's living in that house.
Are you watching this show?
I have the first two episodes on my DVR to watch tonight.
Will you catch up with something and watch something we're all watching, please?
No, I will not.
Watch this show.
He's been out of town.
I mean, please watch this show. You'll love this show.
I want
to. Do you like scary movies?
Yes. Why do you think I DVR'd
it? That don't have like Lon Chaney in them? Do you have scary movies?
Settle
What's
down,
your,
tampon.
What is your What is your favorite scary movie?
Psycho.
Psycho, the black and white version.
Yeah, no, Psycho, the greatest horror movie ever made.
Oh,
Psycho.
See,
you
Jesus
can,
Christ.
You can
Psycho is Psycho. Silence.
You're right.
Of,
I forgot. What's
Silence
my
of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's right. That's my favorite.
Pisses on Psycho.
Yeah, and I've seen that
absolutely,
video, too.
Absolutely.
You're right, Mike. I forgot. Silence
you,
of the Lambs is also my favorite.
Do you
want to
know what my favorite movie is?
No.
The original Scary Movie.
That's a comedy.
That's a comedy.
Yeah, but it's scary.
You know
what?
It's not.
Oscar, you
no,
keep saying
silly.
Stuff like that. You're going to get along with the demon in the basement because you're acting
modern,
retarded.
Modern horror movie. Modern horror movie.
All right. Now, I'm late to the party on it, and you're the one who made me watch it, but does The Exorcist count?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That
100%.
Movie, I'll tell horrible. You, you for the one that finally got me to watch that.
My kids, believe it or not, yeah. roll their eyes at The Exorcist.
Yeah, it's
really?
Horrible.
So does Oscar.
I'm
watched
by
it.
That.
It's so fake.
Oh, my God. It's so,
well,
I thought
he's
it was
also,
amazing.
He's not brought up in the Catholic culture that we were, I think. I think it's a little scarier based on an older Catholicism.
What's scarier?
Is that true?
Any of the Final Destinations or that movie?
Oh, the Final Destinations are a joke.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, they're going on the roller coaster. They're going on the roller coaster now. It's going to break
in
two.
But death is hunting you down. That's not freaky.
No. Freaky to me. Freaky to me, if you want to know. And since we're talking about the most modern thing right now, Freaky is this American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Story, which is done beautifully. What I like about it is they go between doing the stuff that's weird,
right,
that's just quirky, that's never been done on TV,
right,
to doing the pure horror stuff. And that works
and
out really well.
For horror to be pure, you have to have a minimum suspension of disbelief.
And they have great characters.
Like, I like the Frankenstein movies, but I don't buy into them as scary because I don't believe you can build a man out of the dead.
Right.
I believe that Satan can possess you.
Well, this
and I also
weird.
Believe a man in a house could dress up as his mom and stab you. That's why these movies are scary.
Buzz, and one of the things I wanted to ask you about with this show, do you get the impression that you don't know what's going on?
You absolutely don't.
Nobody knows what's real and what's not. And the audience is in that same boat, and I love that.
And as a writer, one of the things I admire about it is the fact that they go long periods of time without any dialogue. A lot of the storytelling is done visually. You're watching the story unfold. So, yeah, there's great dialogue and funny in some spots. Yes, your house is on the murder tour.
Yeah.
Was one line, and my favorite line of all, you get the shovel, I'll get the bleach. Great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
And you don't know, and you really don't know whether these people are real. You don't know whether the people that, it's just, watch it.
What if it gives you a nightmare next
week? How are its ratings? Are its ratings doing fairly well?
I'll check. I have no idea.
If it gives you a nightmare next week, will you stay with it? Is it worth nightmares?
I haven't watched anything that gave me the heebie-jeebies like that. Not that it really scared me when I was watching it. I love horror movies.
Great.
I watch a lot of horror movies, but this is just so, you don't know which end is up.
Well,
I urge everybody to check it out.
You know what? The two movies I mentioned, both Psycho and The Exorcist, they both kind of reset the table for horror when they came out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it sounds to me like this is resetting the horror table for modern times.
Absolutely.
So I do want to see
it. It's good stuff. So that's how I spent most of the middle of my night. Very strange. Now, we didn't talk about this because we didn't have a chance to, but the last night of our road trip.
My favorite.
We started out early in the morning, and everybody, especially I think Rob and maybe Buzz, were kind of had lofty goals for our destination, that we were going to maybe make our trip in one day and actually make it all the way from Iowa. Mm-hmm.
So the second to last day of our road trip.
The second to last
Sunday
day.
Sunday, we left
yeah,
Sunday
yeah, well,
morning.
We're going to try to make it our last
right,
day.
Right, right.
And we drove and drove and drove and drove, and there were no delays and no problems at all. We cruised along, and
credit card in our hand the whole time.
It just became apparent that that we really weren't going to make it when we got into Cleveland, probably about 8:30 Eastern time, into Cleveland, Ohio. And we made the determination hours earlier that it wasn't going to be doable.
Yeah.
We would have gotten home at about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
So
yeah, but really, in our defense, I think that what really was the last straw for us on that leg of the trip was that we didn't have adequate lighting on the RV.
Yeah, we did not have that.
Outside lighting, running lights.
Literally, it would have been unsafe.
Right. You talked to our boy yesterday?
I told him about the issues, and that was all I did. I didn't elaborate.
We figured, just as we discussed.
You want certain people in your foxhole. You want certain people.
Yeah, but I thought Rob was supposed to take care of that.
I don't know what
he is. Ultimately,
I have a plan not
will.
To make attention to it, that Rob was going to address
priority
it.
Priority one, the letter is finished.
And
today.
The issue is we don't address it with the owner. We address it with the rental company.
The agency.
But you were going to say something, and what did he say?
Oh, he didn't understand why they didn't work. He spent 20 minutes walking around trying to figure out why they didn't work.
Good. Okay. All that's right, good. Well, that's good. That's
so that confirms our
problem.
So he
was not able to make them come on.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Ah,
all right.
Wow.
Very good.
Cool.
How you doing today, RJ? How you doing back to reality?
I'm back to reality. Yeah. Everything's hooked up.
You
and I can sit and relax now.
You seem a little tense today.
I am.
Are you tense? Why are you tense?
Well, because, putting the studio back together.
You did a great job. We'll give you a round of applause.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You did a fantastic job.
On time.
Yep. Pretty much.
Good. Good talking to you.
Always. Okay. Always.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
He'll be over there if you need him.
Bye-bye. That'll be the end of that for today's show.
God, I hope so.
Totally lost my train.
Wait,
no.
No,
we were traveling. We stopped in Cleveland.
Jesus, he threw me for a complete loop there. Yeah. So we decide, I guess, 2 hours or so we're outside of Cleveland. Maybe even an hour, 90 minutes or so, we make the call. We're going to stop in Cleveland.
And not in Parma this time, really downtown Cleveland.
Downtown Cleveland. Buzz has got a better hotel that we're going to stay at, and we decide we're going to, stop for the night. And at that point, did you guys get the same vibe I did, that the euphoria that kind of kicked in, that we were going to be off that RV and not have to?
I had that feeling myself. I didn't know if it was just me.
I got the sense that everybody was in a very good mood.
I think we
mood.
Sensed that. Yeah.
Everybody was.
We were still riding high because we all had a pretty good night's.
I was tired. I was sleepy.
Well, no, but you weren't. But that was one of the, probably the only night that I would say, the watch checking and the scheduling was a different story.
Right,
that was good for us on our way out.
Right.
We needed to be on a schedule like that. But the general, and then the general watch checking, that's just you when you're at a social event. But the last night we were there, you were tired, and I think it was obvious that you were tired.
But we all had a pretty good day. None of us were really fractured from the night before.
The
we all got a good night's sleep.
We all agreed that the trip was that we didn't kill each other, and that we actually had a very, very good time. And
yes, we did.
I was amazed.
Great.
And, you know, everything kind of went our way as far as this trip. I mean,
as far as
that's
weather,
not compelling radio, but that just happens to be the way
we were lucky.
And the main reason I was pulling so hard to try and finish the trip on Sunday night is I'm thinking, you know what?
Because you like to get all your work done early?
No, Mike, it's because I like black and white movies. Where's the kick me sign? I just put the
No, it's not. It's
no,
not the kick me sign.
The reason is...
Well, he doesn't have the kick me sign after the opening
reason,
of the show?
The reason was, is I was thinking, God, we've almost done this with no major dust-ups or problems.
Right.
If we can pull this off tonight, we're clear. We're clear. There's no one has to get the shovel. No one has to get the bleach. And I was thinking, God,
if
we can stay
one.
On the RV till 9, we'll mostly be asleep, like Oscar already has been for 5 days. And then we can get there. But the thing that really ruined it was not just the running lights, the switchover of the time.
Yeah.
So what was a 1 a.m. arrival turned to a 2 a.m. arrival.
Right.
And so we decide we're going to stop in Cleveland.
So we stopped in Cleveland.
And we get
to
into
risk
the,
killing each
we
other.
We get into the hotel, and it's a Sunday night. Uh-huh. And we know the restaurant's going to stay open long. So we have a restaurant there. We want to get some chow. We want to get, because, God, Lord knows we didn't eat enough when we were in
not
there.
Not nearly enough.
It's not like we didn't visit the buffet, the breakfast buffet that morning.
So we check in with the great rhino, Kathy Bates Seaward, at the Radisson.
She reminded me. Speaking of Cleveland, she reminded me of Mimi from the Drew Carey show. Did you get that? Yeah.
Yeah, just a lady that's been doing it too long.
Right,
and
bitter.
Just, you know, obviously deals with a lot of problems and knows how to handle all the problems.
All those pricks
I heard
Cleveland
you guys,
pilots.
You and Mark, Buzz, did all the checking in.
Right.
I dealt with her for like 15 seconds,
and, that was
and
enough.
I hated her in that,
was
time.
Enough.
You're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head about her being bitter, but she was one of those people that when you're bitter, she's also trying to pretend she's not.
Right,
right.
You know, but it can't come through.
Right.
And she's like Nurse Ratched. She's actually knows the system. And I went down and I had the key didn't work in my lock.
I don't know about you, but that is one of my least favorite things ever.
Kills.
I would take a dirty hotel room
if I
get it on the first
try. It could have ruined your night. I saw Mike get off of the elevator.
Yeah, I was so
he
pissed.
Looks at me. I'm like, what happened? He's like, key doesn't work. Bad sign.
See, we should have gotten your money back, because on the little key envelope it said 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So she's
one of my favorite mics of all time is when Mike mutters
bad sign.
This is not fixable.
So I take it down and I give it to her and she exhales, and of course there's another guy.
Right.
You know, not only it's just sometimes the patients. There's another guy with some financial issue. They're doing some effing transaction.
It's complicated.
At check-in. I have never spent, if you have my key ready for me, I have never spent more than 5 seconds at a hotel counter. Uh-huh. I don't spend seconds at any counter.
Right.
Get me what I need, and I want to get out of there.
You're out
Why
of there.
Do so many people have 60 effing questions, and this one guy who's doing something with a $100 bill, it's not change, it's this, it's that, do you want it in this, and I'm like, just get the, go to a bank to get your change. Fat ass.
You know what that was, Mike? That was a bad sign.
Oh, it was a bad sign.
Another bad sign.
So she's now getting done with her 10 minutes talking to this dip ass.
All right.
And she's going to go back into the office. I'm like, no.
No.
This one I'm being, excuse me. I know it's going to take 2 seconds.
Right.
This key doesn't work. I get the big, the exhale. Uh-huh. And she goes back over to the machine. She goes, when you pull it out, just pull it to the right. I'm like, okay. Never been to your hotel. Never been here. Don't know that you pull it out to the right. Although you're acting like I should know that
already. Yeah.
And then
pulls it out to the right.
It was up to the room. We had about 15 minutes before dinner, and then dinner began.
We were lucky to get a table because the place was packed.
Closing. And nobody in our crew had any earthly idea what would happen during the evening.
No.
What was
no.
in store
didn't
for
what
us?
What the evening held for us. No one knew. We will tell you all about that when we come back on The Big Show.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Fighting the problem of obesity in America, it's Weight Not. We are all religious Weight Notters today, that's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Weight Not at 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com. I'll have some new information on Weight Not tomorrow.
Oh, good.
They really have a tremendous amount of science in back of this.
Not and weird science,
they
though.
They care about this. They care about fighting the obesity problem. And the fact that it's safe and it's rapid is what's motivating so many people.
Can
and
I jump in with so something? Much,
yes, go right ahead.
The thing about Weight Not is when you stick to it religiously, it works.
Right.
And we had a bit of a challenge ahead of us.
Right.
I'm down 3 pounds from the trip.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Weight Not was awesome.
That's proof that it works.
All you got to do is stick to it. It's real life stuff. Right. You stick to it and it works.
That's wonderful.
3 pounds on the road is
Rob
not bad.
Is actually pretty good because I sat next to him the whole trip. And every time I got something that was disgusting and not right to eat,
right.
he just kind of look at it and be like, I can't eat that. And I said, that was it.
Yeah.
It's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. And I think the guy that did the best on the trip was Mr. RJ Diaz.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where are you right now, Mr. RJ?
The trip yielded an additional 2 pounds off.
Are you at the 100 mark?
99.
Oh! 99 pounds.
Nice. We'll have a big cake for you tomorrow. No, we're going to have a big party for you tomorrow when you hit that 100 mark. Congratulations on that. It's unbelievable results you can believe in. WeightNot.com, 855-WEIGHT-NOT, or 855-934-4486, and check it out. And Tab Patterson looked amazing, too.
Yes, he did.
As he was following us all over Indiana. It was great to see him. And no, Iowa.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Where does Tab live?
He lives in Kentucky.
Kentucky. That's where he's a Kentucky
next
colonel.
State over.
So anyway, it was great being out there in Iowa. It was wonderful. We got to Cleveland for the night. We were going to leave. The appointed time to leave was going to be 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
That's when we were going to roll. Mm-hmm. And I guess we started to have a few adult beverages at dinner.
I could tell at dinner you were ready to go.
Yeah.
I took a shower.
I think that if it weren't for you, we all would have gone to bed that night.
Right.
Oh, I could have easily done it, but then there was a wonderful word dangled in front of us.
Yes.
A word that sets my heart aflame.
The K word?
Yep.
The K word.
Karaoke.
That's right. It's a Japanese word, Mike. It means empty orchestra. Karaoke.
Well, I looked at it really as because we now had to stay over, we had one last night to have a little fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know,
but did you think we'd have that much fun?
I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell that we would have this fun.
Right.
We sit there and we have a few adult beverages at dinner. We have a very nice dinner.
Yes.
And the waitress tells us that there is a regular bar around the corner, and here's the key, within walking distance.
Walking distance.
When you're in a 45-foot recreational vehicle,
you can't just go anywhere.
Walking distance is very, very important.
For one thing, a drive-through is almost entirely out of the question.
Hey, but you know what? When I was driving the RV and I pulled into the Radisson, if I'd kept going,
would have ripped the
we
top
would have
off
taken
that sucker.
The entire Radisson right off the top.
I do believe my quote was, hey, there's an overhang. How tall is that? How tall is that? How tall is that? How tall is that?
Yeah.
12 foot. That's 12 feet, rather.
Yes.
12 foot.
12 foot.
It's 12 foot. That's how high the RV is, right?
At least, yeah.
And this was 9.6.
Not good.
Yes, RJ.
The RV would have cleared, but the air conditioner and the satellite dish and all that stuff would have
sheared it right off.
They would have been on the back.
It would have made us much more aerodynamic.
So after we have some adult beverages, and Rob and Oscar,
two or three whiskeys at dinner, nothing crazy.
Pretty crazy for me. I think I had three.
I was matching you.
I think we all had three.
Yes. But they were mostly ice.
Oh, right. We're motivated and we're ready to go. And we say, all right, let's give it a shot.
So at 11 p.m., you headed out.
Was that when we started?
Yeah, it was right
That's
around
when we out.
Was it about 11?
Yeah.
A little before, maybe about 12.
Right about, around that.
And
and I couldn't tell if Buzz was pissed at us.
No,
or
not at all.
Buzz
okay
was
with it.
Buzz was testy Buzz.
No.
Not in a, but you're not rude when you're testy,
no.
But you're just like,
I was just tired.
You're disinterested. You don't even want to be.
Well, I can only say
anybody.
This is because as I'm walking upstairs, Buzz, you do something when you're kind of pissed or you're disgruntled. You
not
like
neither.
You kind of like make these noises when you're like
walking. Hold on, I would love to hear that again.
Absolutely untrue.
Hold it. Maybe if he recreated the noise again, we could spot it. Uh-huh. How did that
we
go?
We walk off the elevator.
Quiet in the room.
Please. And I say to him, I was like, look, you're just probably an hour. It'd be some karaoke. We have a good time. And Buzz, as he's walking away from me, he's like,
No.
I'll give you $100 if you're back in an hour.
I think he chuckled.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said, Oscar said to me, we'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
I said, I'll give you $100 if you're back in an hour. I know how tonight's going to end. And then I heard you. I woke up in the night and heard you guys come in at 2:45 in the morning. So I was right. I did know how the night was going to end.
Yeah, but you know
you
what?
You didn't know how much fun that was going to happen.
No, I didn't. And I regret missing that fun.
There
I really do.
No way. That we come back at that hour.
Mm-hmm.
If even they
right.
had an average karaoke
right.
set up in
right.
there,
yeah. right.
it was.
Or if it had been crowded,
because I got to the front door
mm-hmm.
when we He's walk tried. Over there. We take a walk across the street,
two blocks,
and it's
tops,
and it's just cold. And you know,
cold
I'm
raw.
Cold. It's
like
cold.
I remember
it's raw it. Cold, and it's too far. It's too far to walk. You know, in that kind of cold. And I was wearing just a shirt, and I should have worn a jacket.
You
I just
had pants,
and I was ragged out about that. We get there, and I know how to look at bars and know whether there's anything going on, and
right.
there is nothing happening.
Oh. Bad sign.
I can tell by 10 feet away. There's nothing happening.
First of all,
joint.
First
no
thing
cars
he said,
in the parking.
First
lot.
Thing he said is it's closed.
Yeah,
it's closed.
Right.
And then I go and I look in, and there is a karaoke jock. There is a bartender, and there is a customer.
One person.
One
and it's
customer.
Not it's not a small bar.
Mark sees me turn around at that point.
Yeah.
Because I turn around like, that's it. No, not tonight,
Meanwhile,
boys.
My mouth is watering because I see what's in front of us. I
yeah.
see the setup.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see the setup yet.
Right.
So I'm ready to turn around and mm-hmm. say, F this. I'm not. And you guys kind of talk
said,
me into it.
We said one song. Let's just go in. We'll one do
song.
One song.
One drink.
One drink.
And I, Mike, I was three whiskeys in, and that is when I start feeling like I'm Frank Sinatra. I said, oh, I tonight I shall sing.
Let
and
me tell
you. And I saw
you.
The setup with the stage.
This mm-hmm. thing, we walk in. And
big bar.
I will describe this bar as best I can. Mm-hmm. It is a bar in a strip mall. You've seen them all.
Sure.
They're, it's got the rental space of a strip mall. It is the entire bar inside this joint.
A U-shaped bar down
it's
the
got
center.
It's very similar to Cheers.
Yep.
It,
you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Got two pool tables in there, and then it's got just a little seating area in the back, but then it's got a killer stage in the back of this bar.
Nice.
It's got the darts. It's everything you would expect at a strip mall bar. It really is. And then it's got a sound system that looks like it's done for Motley Crue's concert.
Yeah. Taller than me.
It's absolutely
wider than me.
This soundboard is killer.
Lights, smoke machines,
and both.
Yes.
And you go up on the stage, and on the stage are these column speakers mm-hmm. that are used for large
concerts.
Local bands.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
you get. It's not, you know, it's not the columns you would get in an Aerosmith concert,
oh, okay.
but for a local joint, it's massive.
Well, remember our bartender?
Absolutely.
Karen. Karen said, you know, oftentimes on Friday, Saturday nights, we're packed.
Yeah.
I said, well, you're not packed tonight. She said, no, we're not packed tonight.
Sunday. Yeah.
But they weren't packed at all. I mean, there was just nobody there.
Nobody.
Well, the old queens go walking in there, and we are ready to celebrate. And we realized very early on when somebody was performing the karaoke that, oh, my God, this karaoke setup is unbelievable.
And I think the one customer was up singing maybe Radiohead.
Yes.
So it made it sadder.
A creep.
Yeah, it made it even sadder than an empty bar. And an empty bar is sad. An
right.
empty amusement park is scary.
But
an empty bar is just sad.
But we are lubricated enough from our
yes.
dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Where we are more than capable of making our own fun.
And perhaps
that was just the beginning of it.
Spurred on by our video camera as well.
Yeah, the
that's,
video camera
that's
works.
That's a nice spice to
the video
to the
camera
mix.
Makes it, you know, listen. Get one.
Listen.
Even get a fake one. Take it with you. It makes the party
it
better.
Does.
It really
it
does.
Bring your own videographer.
Or call Gain and go to his website
yes.
at uglychair.com.
Uglychair.com.
Gain is great.
Uglychair.com, uglychair.com, uglychair.com. We got to thank Gain.
Yes.
Because Gain made that.
He was great.
You know, and I can't wait
great.
To see the results of
me
this.
Too.
And you're going to see it too.
Yeah.
And the karaoke was so significant that we are not only going to be releasing a DVD of Road Trip 2011, we are going to release a separate DVD of our karaoke night.
The special edition double disc pack.
Yay.
Marvelous.
I got to tell you, I've probably karaoke'd twice before in my life, and I think it will be evident from my performance.
You were all in. You were all in.
You kicked us off.
But I had never had so, and I kid you not, I've done a lot of crazy ass in my life mm-hmm. with guys and on trips and just
right.
out of control.
Pull a train.
No, not like that.
I don't know.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Maybe. But I will say that as far as something that is very natural and very fun, I have not had a night like that, not involving women at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a woman except for the bartender.
Just the guys in my life.
Yes.
And I said it before, best night ever. And I'll say it again, best night
I'm
ever.
I'm so sorry
it was
I
the
missed
best
it.
Night.
Here's what I think makes it great. What made it great is totally not expecting anything.
You're right.
Right.
We didn't
no
expect,
expectations.
And we it shows me with the right amount of alcohol, you can manufacture your own incredible
And you know,
evening.
We not only had the right amount of alcohol, we had the right amount of alcohol, and then we kept going.
Oh, my God.
You know when I realized it? When I said, I'm going to do an Ethel Merman song.
Yes.
That was perhaps a misstep.
And then you realized it again the next morning.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I did. And
or,
much of the next day.
Or when Rob was actually tending bar.
Oh, yeah. I did end up behind the bar. Yeah.
Now, two things.
But
two
only
things
at the invitation of Karen.
Two things that I learned.
What do you mean?
And Rob, I know you say you have the kick me sign on your head.
No, it's fine.
I think your vocal stylings were not what they normally are because of your Iowa throat.
My yes. throat, yeah, I had yes. a bad
you
Iowa
You had
throat.
Iowa throat, so I'll give you a free
You're
pass.
You're normally great.
But what I was going to say, and I think at one point I said, I don't know, Rob can't sing that well tonight. Yeah. But Mark can sing.
Oh, the Nightingale.
We discovered our songbird, yeah. our little gay soundbird.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Our songbird, it was absolute. Mark gets up on stage and starts singing. And we found out he could sing. Amazing. Oscar can't sing, but Oscar sells it.
He yeah. sells it. Yeah. Yeah.
Rob, there is no more dedicated karaoke performer
True.
Than Rob Spiewak.
True.
And I was pushing a rock uphill that night.
And RJ Diaz yeah. had perfect
yeah,
pitch.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Once the mic cable got put back in.
yeah. Only you.
Our,
only
yeah.
you.
And
our
a long
engineer.
Intro. The song, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is by Chicago? I think it's a 32-second intro. Uh-huh.
Right.
And at the very moment he's supposed to go, as I was, I hear, boom, and the XLR cable falls out of the microphone.
Falls out of the mic. I can't wait
you know,
to see
I,
this
I
video.
Say, I said, who would have thought that Mark would have been a better singer than Rob?
I never yeah, would have dreamed
I
that.
Have
I didn't
it.
Even know that Mark could sing. Yeah.
Well, I knew he could sing, but I had no idea it was that
what
good.
What a great singer.
And Thanks, the magic man. Of the night continued when the karaoke jock had a Black Gold song
right.
for him to sing.
Yes.
Now,
wow.
let me say.
That I want to get rid of.
You didn't
I
know
did terrible
he could
that.
Sing that good. Uh-huh. I will tell you this. None of us can sing that good. okay. But there are just degrees of mm-hmm. how good we
gotcha.
All are.
No, Mike, gotcha. When you sang Georgia. Gotcha.
When you sang Georgia, that was.
Yeah, I was sexually attracted to you.
Was
yeah.
I? And that was late, right? That was one of, yeah. one of my. That's, and you know what?
To give
that's
you
probably
an idea,
because the total uh-huh. inhibition was gone. You yeah. know,
to give you an idea
like,
of how late in the evening it was, you sang it twice.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
Did I really?
Yeah, I'll do that again.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hit that again. Hit it again. Hit that again.
And the guy.
But then we started getting into duets, too.
Yeah.
oh, I forgot.
I cannot wait to see this.
Some forced, some unforced.
Was it Summer Lovin' that you
and Rob and I did Summer Lovin'.
We couldn't decide who wanted to be the girl.
Mike, I think I
seriously, we did not. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but man, we ought to have a rainbow on the back of our arm.
Was that bar a gay bar?
It was when
I
we
really
left.
Thought
it was when you were there.
Well, I don't think so.
There was lots of dudes.
Let me see.
Yeah, but that's just because the women weren't out.
Yeah, I don't know though, because I mean, every time
up.
Somebody
dude
walked
up.
In, it was a dude, and like Oscar just said, it was usually
two
dudes.
Guys.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's like any bar.
That's yeah. true.
Guys go out to. Any,
I know it wasn't.
That's like any bar I've ever been to.
yeah, I know it wasn't a gay bar when you hit Oscar in the ass with a pool cue.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that was.
Do you remember? Do you remember when? And this is how I know Rob. It was rocked, and everybody was.
Oh, I, right? well, I
but Rob that. Gave me the most. He gave me the biggest compliment, and then he also gave me the biggest diss I've ever had in the same sentence.
Does. Oh, and I have no idea what I said.
When Rob said to me, "Oscar," I gotta work on my Rob.
yeah,
Oscar, I'd like you to be at my funeral.
Oh, that's drunk, Rob.
I've got all the pallbearers, but I want to give you a personal invitation. Now you can't carry me, but you should be there.
I have no idea.
He invited me. He invited me to his funeral as well.
Oh, really?
God, yeah, so that's where my mind was that night.
Rob, you said, I really want you to be there, but I really want Lowell to do my eulogy. Can you call him for me and ask him to do it?
Oh, my God.
Now, the reason I got into the planning Lowell? My funeral, I was in my planning my funeral mode of thought, they have a new drink I'd never had before. Yeah. It's called Red Stag.
Jesus.
And it's a Jim Beam
oh
cherry-infused bourbon.
That is, it's a walking vomit.
And
it
was,
is.
Oh, it was so tasty.
Smooth.
It was like an old-fashioned in a bottle.
That's what you said.
Yeah. It
so several thousand times. Yeah. This is like an old fashioned in a box.
Yeah, I wasn't repetitive like the guy that sang the same song twice.
Rob sat there and Rob got his bowl of cherries.
Oh, yeah. Gee, yeah. Oh,
and
God, Karen,
I mean,
was great. Brimful,
Karen loved Rob and gave him a bowl of cherries. So he had his sweet booze that he was drinking. And it didn't take you any time to get off that aircraft carrier. And man, I swear to God, when you were on that stage, I just unhinged my jaw. The first hour was just laughing at everybody's performances, everybody included. And I have never seen a group of five men go all in with every karaoke performance.
And the thing was, remember, at any time, there was no more than two other people than us.
Right.
So we'd never have to wait one song except to get up.
There were no inhibitions because it was all just us.
Right.
And the bartender.
And we were really
guy,
letting loose.
They had the guy that was running the sound, this guy,
Chris.
Was so cool. And the only people that
Chris,
the bartender.
Chris would give us crap back and forth.
Oh, he'd give us crap.
He was hanging.
He had a great time. But the only people that the bartender and the guy running karaoke hated were their regular customers.
That's right.
And there was a lot of that.
And they as
the regulars.
Like this one guy comes in, hey, he's going to sing too. That guy's a douche.
Get ready for 6 minutes of douchebaggery.
Right.
Do you remember the question that Oscar asked you about me?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He said, Is Rob an alcoholic?
Well, because there was the way you attack even a simple beverage, like your old-fashioned or a Red Stag, is with such precision. It's a precision of really a surgeon, where you know how many cherries you want, you know how much ice you want, and the way you explained it to the bartender and the way she was bringing them to you, I felt like you really, really might have a problem.
Do I have a problem or do I have an excellence?
Expertise.
You might have an expertise.
Because you know what? That was when I first sort of really like connected with Karen, because we were talking booze.
Your level of hangover is directly proportional to the sugar that's in all that stuff that you have.
I know.
It kills you. I hate sugar.
Seriously.
Sambuca comes to mind as something that's given me a hangover.
When you wake up and your alarm is already going off and you wake up in spite of the alarm, this is a bad hangover. When you fall asleep in a bed with Oscar, this is a bad hangover.
I remember I said, this isn't so bad, but he must be really hungover if he's laying next to me.
When you feel the roof of your mouth stuck to various portions of your tongue.
Well over 100 comments on Facebook with a photograph of Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana in bed together in the RV.
When you wake up and your lip is fused to your teeth, is a bad hangover.
The amazing thing is we observed lots of women on this trip.
We did.
But there wasn't a woman that had anything to do with us.
No.
And we had a great time.
Yeah. A lesson for us all.
That's right.
It was amazing. That night, it goes to show.
Just get ready, America.
You have the right group of people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the. Now, it did matter the setup because they had a smoke machine
they
up
did.
There.
Yeah.
Spotlight like a rock star.
You'll see the video if you choose to purchase it. You will see the video that I believe almost looks like a soundstage at a TV station.
Yeah, it does.
Cool. LED lights. It's just beautiful.
Just a phenomenal job that they did.
As soon
as
we run the pitch correction, it'll be right off to the fans.
Auto-tune.
Unbelievably fun. We can't thank the people at the Sly Fox in Cleveland, Ohio enough. And so then
everyone's favorite gay bar.
And then we'll come out. It's really after that. Do you guys really? Well, we'll continue that discussion.
Yeah, I think it
break.
Was.
Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this. Show running just a little slower. Just a little more sluggish than normal.
I think the iPod might be hungover.
Sorry, what?
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, and this song sung on stage in Cleveland by the one and only Mr. Mark Ronan.
It had to be you.
That's right. Yes, we were just a bunch of queens.
When he started singing, I felt my belt loosening.
Oh, my God.
I knew I had you, Mike, when I sang New York State of Mind.
Oh, I was like the super fan.
You got up from your seat with the rest of the guys, came to the end of the bar, and just sat there with the biggest grin on your face. I actually really enjoyed
it
that.
It was an incredible evening, and thanks to the good people of Cleveland, Ohio. The whole trip, we have to say, to the people of Iowa.
Yeah.
Those jerks. Just,
where do you start?
Never coming back.
You know, you just can't say enough about them.
Come on.
You can't say enough. I mean this sincerely.
Uh-huh.
That next season I will bring Carla out there, even if we're not doing a road trip.
Awesome.
I'm going to bring her out to experience right. that tailgate thing, to go to a game. I think
Big game.
Just so much fun. And people like Bill Windauer and all the good people of Iowa, Steve
Casey,
and Tommy,
JJ.
And all those guys.
They were so nice.
The
so
Ginsbergs, everybody.
Great people.
Mm-hmm.
This segment, the Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank.
How's that?
Hi, everybody.
Reverend.
iConfidential, the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents. Pictures and music awareness. Yes, it's your music awareness.
Georgia.
How about your documents, pictures, and music anywhere? Maybe it's a two-day.
What?
Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month.
Yeah.
That includes your own 40 gig of organized storage.
That's right.
Now have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website.
Best spot ever.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks so much. Now let's open up the audio vault. I got to play the thing because
open the thing.
What was that? Let's try it again.
You got it open.
Are you going to be able to get through the audio vault today?
I don't know. Can you want to come with me?
Hey, Snarky. You're the one that's like having the little glitches, okay? I acknowledge my glitch when I read my spot. Take it away.
All of my glitches have also been acknowledged.
Thank you. Yes.
By everybody.
Right,
Harry Belafonte, Mike. Mm-hmm. How old do you think he is?
78.
I think he's 84, they say, in this tape. And he's selling a book.
Okay.
And he goes on, he's doing one of those satellite tours where he does like a million interviews in a row via satellite. And when he gets to the interview in Bakersfield, California, he's asleep.
Oh, dear.
Now, that's what it appears to be.
Okay.
Blissful slumber.
Uh-huh.
We have the video on our YouTube page.
This is funny.
But I want you to hear this because, you know, obviously, if you're a Bakersfield TV person, you're not really top tier television. And so this is how they handle the sleeping Harry Belafonte.
Marty joining us live this morning from New York. Hey, good morning, Harry. Harry, wake up.
They cut to him, and he's sitting with his arms folded, and his eyes are shut.
Oh, dear.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so let's go. I'm from the beginning. I'm sorry.
Harry Belafonte joining us live this morning from New York. Hey, good morning, Harry. Harry, wake up.
Oh, dear.
Harry?
Yeah. Yes,
wake up. Okay. This is your wake up call.
She's handling it great.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Whoa.
We are going. He's meditating. He's having a little nap.
See, the daylight has
We might
come
wake.
Up.
He's okay. He is okay.
We're
gonna check these.
I've been doing this for quite some time now. I have never seen that.
You can think a little nap. It's a little early.
You know what?
Guys.
Let's just say this: that the way this works is they do a lot of interviews all in the early morning. A lot of them sing, and perhaps, obviously, if you
who's
hear
the
us,
douche that has to come in and ruin the fun?
Yeah. His name is Douche.
Some technical...
Which is such a bummer, because, guys, I was reading his book last night. Great book.
She's terrific. Uh-huh. For local, you know what? I love when I certainly diss the anchor people enough on local TV. That's someone that, you know, and that's the way you handle it. We learned that in radio a long time. You laugh at it.
You got to.
You laugh at it. And so many times, and that one guy, let me just say, you know,
they
he knows
do
a lot.
Of these.
Yeah, I know they do. You know, but because we as viewers are too stupid to realize that they do radio tours and TV tours.
Well, Belafonte eventually woke up and did Colbert last night. And listen how he sounds. He sounds different, but I was really surprised. For 84, the man still sounds good.
Do you still sing?
Yes, on occasion.
On occasion?
Yeah.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop.
That's Flesh Crawley
like,
Rob.
Sounds just like the original record.
He had karaoke the night before.
Yeah, it's Red Stag for Mr. Belafonte.
Is that like polyps that never got taken care of?
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, Harry Belafonte has sounded like that for 20 years.
Yeah. This is how he should sound.
All right.
Down the way where the nights are gay, wow, and the sun shines daily on the mountain, wow, top.
Which doesn't sound like
Do you still sing?
Yes, on occasion.
On occasion?
Oh.
Just a taste.
Down the way where the nights are gay, and the sun shines daily on the mountain top.
God,
I took a trip on a sailing ship.
He's very brave.
Oh my God, he's very brave. He's been, he sounded like that for a million years.
He's not nearly as brave as the guy I'm going to tell you about in a second.
Oh yeah?
But first, I want to tell you.
Oh no.
Get ready, America.
Also on our YouTube channel, there is a happening young African-American transvestite who really wants to be popular on Facebook.
Really?
So he, she, it has put out a video telling you to like its status.
I see
it.
And I think you'll like this.
It.
That is just wrong.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Is it a boy or is it a girl?
No. What does she want to be preferred as?
I don't know. So
I
I'm
know.
Being nice by saying it.
I know.
What's that?
Pennywise.
Be that as it may, Mike, please, like my status.
Like my status if you think I'm cute. Do you like this booty? Like my status. Like my status if you love food. Like my status if you are pimp. Like my status if you love slinkies. Look at that go. Like my status if you love tissue. You like pumps? Like my status. Like my status if you have a Tumblr. A Tumblr. Like my status if the first time you saw this you were just like, oh my God. Like my status if you think I'm sexy. Like my status if you like this video on liking my status, which you should like my status just for liking the video on liking my status. Like my status.
I'm going to say she.
Yeah, she wants to be a she.
Incidentally, speaking of that, later in the week, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to subscribe to the Bonus Hour, Rob Spiewak will be debuting a brand new character that was created on the road trip, and the character is Miami RJ.
Miami
RJ. I was so excited because the voice is normally, that's your deal.
Right.
And the fact that you're going to let me debut a voice, I'm very excited.
Yes. Miami RJ, and you might, if it's Friday, you might want to have a Crown Royal before
I have
you
a small tape, a preview of me doing Miami RJ.
Good.
Actually, here.
Do you still sing?
Yes, on occasion.
On occasion?
Down the
way where the nights are gay and
right
the here. Sun shines daily on the mountain top.
Okay.
Ow.
Catch this week's bonus show for
wow.
A tip of the Mike O'Mara podcast hat to a very brave man.
Oh, no. God, you're killing me today.
Wesley Warren Jr. of Las Vegas, Nevada, Mike. He can't afford the operation.
Oh, God. What is it, Rob?
He can't afford his operation. Do you have him, Buzz?
I do, but you go ahead.
Okay. He cannot afford the operation that would allow him to live like a normal man who does not have testicular elephantitis.
Oh, God. Oh,
I want to play you a tape and then reveal something about him. But first, here is the medical news report about the very brave Wesley Warren Jr.
Wesley Warren Jr.'s life has become more difficult since 2008. He has a growth weighing more than 100 pounds on his scrotum. It is a large scrotal edema, a swelling of watery fluid around his testicles. Warren attributes his condition to the accidental strike of his testicles by his own leg as he twisted and turned upon awakening. Overnight, he said his testicles swelled to the size of a soccer ball. Warren's penis is so buried in his scrotal tissue that he can't direct his urination and often sprays the area around it.
Oh.
That's very brave.
He's very, very brave, man. Really,
one thing
you're
I want
making
you to,
me want to throw up
I want
my
you
mouth.
To know something about him. There is video of this man, and he doesn't wear standard pants as you or I do. What he does, Mike, and I'd like some eye contact, please.
Oh, I don't want to give you eye contact.
Look right here, right in my blues, right here.
What?
He gets a hoodie.
Oh, dear.
And he puts his legs through the armholes of the hoodie and then zips it up and uses the body of the hoodie to contain his growth.
God, can't they help him?
It cost $1 million.
$1 million, yeah.
He hasn't enough money.
Good God, that's horrible.
But you know what?
Fix the guy for don't charge.
Mike, he's
dicks.
Not. He's not a, it's really not the, well, it's
all right,
part.
I understand.
He's not. He's not only brave, he's also very strong.
When I think about the penis being sucked into the testicle sack, unable to use it like a normal 47-year-old person uses a penis, other than for it to just dribble urine out when it comes out.
Okay, all right. God.
I'm done with this guy.
You know. No, you're not.
God, you're sick.
More about him in the news coming up.
Oh, my God.
And I will close. I won't
sucks.
Let you.
I'm not going to close.
You don't want to hear about his options?
No!
You don't? How about this scene from The Breakfast Club?
You want to see a picture of a guy with elephantitis of the nuts? It's pretty tasty. How do you think he rides a bike? Oh, Claire, would you ever consider dating a guy like this?
Can't you just leave me alone?
I mean, if he had a great personality, was a good dancer, and had a cool car. Although you'd probably have to ride in the back seat because his nuts would ride shotgun.
That, Mike, that is your magic moment.
Oh, we'll take a break, come back with Buzz and the news. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing. Welcome back to MikeOBaraShow.com. Let's get him in here. Oh, my, I'm all feeling all queasy right now. Mr. Buzz Burbank.
I found myself checking my watch during that.
Oh, my God.
By the way, in my defense, also in the road trip video, you will see me heavily under the influence of alcohol. I think you'll be delighted by what you see there.
I will tell you, I've known Buzz a long time. I've never seen him as drunk as I saw him Friday night.
I was very, very happy.
Friday night, Buzz joined us.
Very festive.
Well, we all had a great day. It was a phenomenal trip.
It was a great trip.
I'm surprised we didn't kill each other, but we didn't kill
each other. We made it. This news brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds. It's any work of art, really, that you create. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, MC Ginsburg is your place. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. Now, the new iPhone, the 4S, may have already broken up its first marriage. Reportedly, Thomas Metz of New York City suspected his wife of cheating, so last week he bought her the new iPhone 4S and installed the Find My Friends app on it.
Ah, the New York Mets.
Without telling her.
Oh.
Saturday night, she allegedly told him she was going to a girlfriend's house, but Thomas used the app to track her actual location at a guy's place in another part of town. He says he'll use screenshots of her GPS location as evidence in the divorce case.
Wow.
There's also a new Android-only app for people who think they might get arrested called I'm Getting Arrested. It sends a mass text to your lawyer, your family, and your friends advising them you've been busted so they can bail you out and go to work on your defense.
I would imagine anybody that really needs that app is somebody that probably is
had a history,
been in this situation before.
Or wouldn't be smart enough to install it.
Expects to be, right?
I'm getting arrested.
Mark, can you help me get that app?
Thanks. Yep.
A new Gallup poll shows that support in this country for legalizing marijuana for recreational use has reached the halfway mark for the first time in history. An all-time high, if you will. A survey last year put approval at 46%. Today it stands at exactly 50%. Another 4% can go either way. Only 46%, according to this Gallup poll, think it should remain illegal.
Is this, this is for legalizing it.
Right.
I'm surprised it's not higher.
Half of America now, and it's like 70% for medical use. This is strictly for recreational use, this survey question.
A lot of the people that were in favor forgot to mail back the questionnaire. Mm.
And there's a certain percentage you can write off for that. And you can count Dr. Drew Pinsky among those who think weed should be legalized. He said so last night on Conan O'Brien's show on TBS.
Look at his nipples all erect.
You know what's great? I have a tape
of
him from Conan last night.
Oh, good.
He looks so...
Yeah, and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship.
Conan.
And when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop.
Stop it!
The Centers for Disease Control, meanwhile, says the medical and productivity expenses attached to alcohol total about $2 a drink.
Oh.
The CD says this is the
like
this
bumming
is,
me out.
This is a
Jesus. No, that's what you know what he's doing. He's doing his thing. Marijuana's fantastic.
Weed
which
is
it's
better
not.
Than alcohol.
Both.
Yeah,
these
weed
stories.
Is better than booze.
Both of these.
Weed
stories.
Is better than booze.
No,
well, you know what?
You're
psychologically addicted. I'm psychologically addicted.
Right.
We're all addicted.
We're agreed
it's
on
addictive.
That.
It's addictive. It's addictive. There's not one that's better than the other.
I can
that's
stop.
That's the myth of
I
marijuana
want.
Users.
I can stop.
That it's better.
I can stop anytime I want.
I am actually. These are both stories that are in the mainstream media today. One's a Gallup. Poll.
That doesn't mean dick to me.
The other, I can see that. Yeah. The other is
makes
from
you tired and twitchy.
The Centers for Disease Control.
Hi, I'm tired.
Yeah. The CDC says this is on top of the actual cost of the liquor. Their ciphering includes property damage from car crashes.
Picked the wrong day to do this, Burbank.
The cost of jailing drunk drivers and the cost of treating liver cirrhosis. The study is based on binge drinking and what the government defines
what about
as
the brain damage?
Heavy drinking.
What about the brain damage?
Yes,
that
there's some of that.
Caused?
No, I'm not sure there's any documentation of that.
Oh, no, of course not.
But the CDC also measured the cost to society of other vices. Smoking is blamed for $193 billion a year in extra spending. Not exercising.
I'm on my way.
Not exercising totals out at around $150 billion a year. And again, I've enjoyed both of these substances, so I know about both. We normally see a lot of politically themed Halloween costumes.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, incidentally, who you quoted earlier.
Who now says it should be legalized.
No, he has always said that it should be legalized, and he has a variety of reasons for that. He is also saying, as far as a gateway drug, it is the most insidious drug that leads to
That's why I'm on the why I'm on the heroin now, and
no,
the crack.
No, it's you, and it's, you know... That's just, it's why I'm not, you know, in rehab myself, because I can function and I can go out and have adult beverages.
Right.
But Dr. Drew, who has treated hundreds of thousands of people with serious addictions, said to me, and I quote,
now, I remember
that marijuana was the most insidious drug because of the fact that it leads to other addictions and its psychological addictive properties, which it has. It is much more. You will notice that because we like to go out and drink, we don't necessarily, you know, I'm not always doing a PR campaign. As a matter of fact, I mock how drinking is bad for me.
Right.
Yes. And it's a bad, and that's what people do. People that that smoke a lot of weed seem to go on this whole tangent of promoting it all the time, maybe because it's illegal.
That's a lot of it because it's been repressed and oppressed.
It's the same thing with people that have Apple computers.
It is very similar. Yeah,
they're not just happy that they have them, which I am, but they want everyone to have them.
Right. So. But just remember, it's important to note that when we're talking about more people and half the people thinking it should be legalized, it's very, very dangerous. Right. Just like alcohol is very, very dangerous. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree that it's as dangerous. No,
not as dangerous. See, that's the thing. And I think there are more people.
No cirrhosis of the liver.
There are more people in rehab.
I haven't seen
that
any...
have smoked marijuana because they've had problems with marijuana before that than they have with alcohol. More people in rehab that have
Nobody's died from ingesting weed. Other people have died from alcohol poisoning.
I think there are people that have been impaired and that have gotten into auto wrecks on weed and also on alcohol.
I'd like to see the figures on that.
Oh, God. You're such a dick.
I'm reporting two stories. I'm reporting. I do the news. I'm reporting two stories
that are in
the mainstream media today.
Yeah, but the fact is, that's what. Why would Dr. Drew have said that to me? Why would he have said it's the most insidious drug?
I don't know. I'd like to
hear. When I said it the first time.
I remember the interview.
No,
but
you said to me he's a quack. The guy that you're quoting.
I didn't say he was a quack.
You said he's a TV quack.
Yeah. Well, no, I said he likes to be on television. And a lot of the work that he's done has been for television.
But then you choose to use him to back up your theory.
Since you quote him so much, I thought you would like to hear what else he had to say about
it. I respect the guy because I think the guy has treated a lot of people for addiction.
And really, I'm not looking for a fight here. These are two stories that were in the mainstream news today.
If you're
not
looking for a fight, then come out and party with us one night.
Friday night, I was as drunk as anybody.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Let's smoke a joint, guys.
I don't know why you're mad about this.
I'm not mad.
We normally see a lot of politically themed.
Mad about a few other things. I'm not mad about this.
We normally see a lot of politically themed.
We can open that can of worms if you want. Since your judgment's been so wrong in the last 72 hours, we could open that judgment up too. You know, I am mad. I'm mad because I think this would have been an amazing thing if we were all there for this evening.
I'm really sorry that I missed it. I had no idea.
And everybody was pissed at you. But that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. It's over now. It's water over the dam. And then when you come in and do the whole thing
alcohol
is so bad. It's just, yes. Well, we were talking about the fact that we drank our way through Iowa. It just irritates me.
I'm sorry.
It irritates me.
That was not my goal.
Okay.
All right. I was looking for a nice alternative to all the usual political and Wall Street protest stories today.
No, you weren't. You were furthering your agenda, your pro-marijuana agenda that you have not found in 15 years that I've worked with you. You have not found a pro-marijuana story that you haven't lunged for. Am I right about that? I mean, you love to. Do you not report on marijuana at least once every 2 weeks? Easily, every two weeks. And I might be being conservative.
When it turns up in mainstream news. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I bring it up.
But you look for it. You look for it.
I didn't look for this. It was on UPI today.
All right.
I looked at UPI, this was one of their main stories today.
Schmosker Fantana found some weed this past week.
Where did Schmosker Fantana smoke it?
Schmosker Fantana might have ate some.
Oh,
ingested.
Yes.
In what form?
in caramel form.
Oh, that's the stuff that he had.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And how did he like it?
Well, it's an insidious gateway drug.
Let's go out there. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Our show today. Sorry for that ending, folks.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go there.
Me neither.
Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore.
LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may
Encore.
Be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore,
Encore.
Insurance Services. Remember, smoke that Mary Jane, your rates are going to go
That's
up.
That's right.
Official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa road trip, where no one, and I mean no one, drove that RV. Under the influence of alcohol.
That's right.
Not a drunk.
And I mean that. That I'm being serious
That's
about.
Right.
And thanks to RJ for most of that.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll see you with another one tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.